This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, September 26, written by Ruth Boven. Overflowing Thanksgiving. From 2 Corinthians 4. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. From the time we are little children, we are encouraged to be strong. Sometimes as adults, we even ask little boys and girls to show us their muscles. Then we ooh and ah over how big and sturdy they are. Children themselves often like to show us how they can lift some heavy object, too. The truth of God's good news, though, is that it's okay to be weak. The Bible teaches that God's strength is revealed in our lives through our weaknesses. Paul describes us as fragile jars of clay that hold the treasure of God's saving message in us. One way to think about this is to imagine that through the weakened cracks of our lives, the light in us shines out to others. Our places of weakness are where the strength of God can be seen more clearly. And knowing our own need for God's grace and power helps us to help others understand God's good news. What does overflowing thanks that gives glory to God look like? It looks like humility. It looks like demonstrating kindness, patience, and mercy toward our neighbors and their weakness, and trusting God's resurrecting power to make all things new. May God be glorified by our overflowing thanksgiving today. Will you pray with me? Lord God, we give you glory for your power that is made perfect in our weakness. May our gratitude today demonstrate your grace to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.